a real life situation that happened to me was that I was dating somebody biracial when that Obama is a mulatto video came out, and I was making mad videos, and the girl I was dating was like a biracial poet and was like, hey, like, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Uncancel Culture, the podcast. Thank you for joining us again.
Today
is going to be so exciting.
I know.
We have a guest, y'all. It is the legendary Christian Divine.
Hey, what's up? What's up?
You want to introduce yourself to the people?
Sure. My name is Christian Divine.
All right. Give him a little bit more than that.
I guess I make content online. I talk about politics. I do some funny stuff every once in a while, and I'm just a nerd online.
Yeah,
mostly.
Right.
Mostly.
With your signature beanie.
Signature beanie.
You've seen the beanie.
Yeah.
Branding.
You ever think it's about starting a beanie line?
Beanie line? No, I wish. I tried to get the person who crocheted it to make some more, and I like bought all of it for him, and they like canceled, and they're like, "Here's your money back," and I was like, "Damn."
Wow.
Like, that was years ago.
Start your own, kid.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Right, y'all. So our first segment is going
questions
to be
from the culture.
Yes.
That a funny question?
No, I'm laughing because I said Mijente Le Negro. As y'all know, we start off with the question from the culture, which is where you, our culture, gets to ask us questions to ask on a podcast. We're gonna try to answer as many of these as possible. But this one is really interesting and I think it's perfect for who we have here. The question is, what are some ways you can learn to identify when someone needs grace for a situation versus them intentionally trying to aggravate you? And therefore, you need to stand on business, period. Mm. I feel like I struggle with giving people too much grace to the point of accepting disrespect and don't realize it until much later.
Hmm.
Who want to start?
How to differentiate between someone giving grace to talk to someone about something versus them trying to purposely aggravate you?
Yeah, like when do you notice that someone is not like trying to have a genuine conversation and they're actually trying to antagonize and trying to aggravate?
Was there any context of whether this is online or?
I don't think there's context, but I think it applies to both.
I will say that's very different. In person, it's like you can tell a lot. You can, if you know somebody, you can talk to them. If you're like, okay, they're just going through something. Online, don't give them grace. I just feel like I think you should like I say give it some space, but know that people they interact like rough off the cuff.
Yeah. Typically,
like if you want to give them like if you give them a reasonable answer and they start snapping, it's like just back out.
Yeah,
it's not
worth it. Often not really trying to engage with in good faith. They're trying to just kind of, in my experience, just monologue to themselves. And you happen to be the sounding board they want to monologue off to. And because, my question was like, well, do I know this person? Because if I know this person, I can tell the difference.
Yeah,
I can tell the difference. You know, if it's my friend, you bullshit me right now. Versus like, okay, no, okay, we can have some space for this. If I don't know you, do I need to give you grace to call me? I don't know you. I just like, who are you to tell me something? I don't know.
What I will say is like, I notice like, especially on the internet space, one way that I typically can tell whether or not a person is genuine and wanting to like kind of like address like the actual issue at hand versus like trying to like be aggravating and trying to intentionally nitpick is like if they're willing to have a conversation in private. Like I have had situations where, matter of fact, I'm not going to say no names. I was about to say names.
You say this every podcast.
Messy.
He says this every podcast. I'm not going to say no names. I almost said a name. Should I say a name?
That white boy Cole, like who I don't. Yeah, fuck that nigga. Like, but that's why I ain't say it because I was in Atlanta trying to beat him up. But I don't need people to know that.
Is this an online person?
Allegedly.
Yes.
Does he look a certain way?
Yeah.
He's a dimly lit room.
You know exactly.
Sorry, you should have. I know what you're talking about.
What do you mean by that,
Krishna? Oh my God. This is why I didn't want to say, oh my God. This is why I didn't want to say a name. But like, I said that to say, like, when we were having a back and forth, like, I was trying to have it private or in person because I was tired at that point. But this nigga's like, oh, like hop on live. What do you mean hop on live?
And that's a big sign
exactly. that you're just trying you to get a show. Little. You want a show. And I would rather handle stuff behind the scenes, if you know what I mean. I think people, a lot of people be looking for a moment on the internet. And I get it, a lot of people, and it's not everybody, and it's not every situation, right? But sometimes people just be platform building. Like, they want to build platforms. Right. That, and I know how the audience gets, okay? I'm not saying that's everybody, but a lot of the times when you see people, like, intentionally going out of their way to, like, antagonize people, especially if they have a larger platform, or taking something that's, like, it's kind of, like, a misstep, or, like, kind of, like, a fuck up, and they take it and they blow it and stretch it out of proportion. Those people are platform building,
right.
And like people fall prey to that so often. I think grace comes when you're willing to have a conversation in private, or that those people are not trying to like stretch it out of proportion.
Right.
In my opinion.
Yeah. I will say that like in every online drama I've ever gotten into, I've reached out to those people personally to the length of giving some of those people my number. Most of the time they don't even respond. Most of the time, like, I don't share these conversations. I don't do any of that. And then they'll blow up things afterwards. I'm like, I'm not going to engage after this. Like, that's my best shot. Anytime something happens, I go like, hey, here's how you can reach me. I'm not interested in doing something like this being messy. I will talk to you personally, see what I did.
Yeah.
And if they're not willing to engage in that, then it's like, yeah, you do your thing.
And these other creators or people in comments, because y'all better than me.
Oh, comments. I'm not getting comments.
I'm like, I don't, what? What mean, are we talking about?
Well, I will say, like, one of my, like, when you on the internet for long enough, like, you learn that, like, most people don't deserve grace. I block people real swiftly. Like, I have people come onto my live sometimes, like, hey, you blocked me on Twitter. It's like, what you did? Because you probably did something that pissed me off.
Right.
Like, because, like, the disrespect, I block it quickly, swiftly, because there is also the reality that sometimes hordes of people can come together trying to antagonize you. Yeah. And I try to like keep that to a min. And I think everybody should err on the side of protecting their peace, especially in the interwebs. In person though, if somebody is constantly trying to like kind of like spin your words to be negative, if somebody is fault finding, that happens on
they
the internet
do that
too.
Online, yeah.
Yeah. When they're fault finding, they're trying to find something wrong with what you said, or they are assuming the worst about everything that you're saying. Those people are probably not really deserving of your energy, space, and grace.
If you ask, ooh, this is a good question I start asking people. What did you hear me say?
Ooh, I like that one.
What did you hear me say? Because really I good. Swear 9 times out of 10, what you said, what they'll say back is not what you said at all. And then it's like, okay, so let's get an understanding of what it is I'm actually saying. If after that point, they still want to go back to what their perceived perception or projection or definition is, I'm like, oh, you're just, okay, you're not actually trying to reach an understanding.
You ate that. That was really good.
It's really helpful. You'd be like, how the fuck did you get that from what the fuck I said? You really made that up.
The fan fiction, I'm telling you, they do like writing fan fiction. Ooh. Ain't that right, Christian?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, people love to, like, I'm like, I never even said anything close to that. It's why I genuinely, like, when it comes to, like, videos and getting in trouble, I will never delete anything, even if I fuck up. I'm like, if you think I fucked up, go check where I fucked up. Like, go look, go see it. Everything I do, I won't stand on everything I do. If I fucked up, I'll accept it. Like, just go look, and I'll be like, yeah, I did that. My bad. Like,
yeah, I'm not deleting shit.
Yeah, it's
unless the app makes me do it, because they got reported.
I delete some stuff. I'm not going to hold you. Like, if I know for a fact that I did something or I said something that's super, like, if I actually acknowledge it's offensive, like, I will delete it. Like, otherwise, I'm sorry, and I don't apologize unless I really mean it. And like people do like to twist words too much, so I like to keep those type of things up. Like, I will never forget everybody thinking that I said, like, everybody hates poor people, and they were like, Shaheem is co-signing child abuse. It's just like literally in the video, I say that this family is nigga. That video, that was really wild. But like people on the internet will like do that a lot, but people in real life, I realized like in a couple of weeks ago, I think we answered the question. I don't know when we answered. We answered the question, like, is narcissism embedded into, like, online, like, carcerality in the culture on the internet? And the reality is, y'all kind of making it hard to say no to that. The more I reflect on it. Because there's no way you can, like, come on the internet space and then just completely twist and manipulate people's words to your benefit and to your gain like that. Like, and sometimes people will feed it. It's like really wild to witness.
Yeah, like in the interactions that I have with people, you can tell when people are having genuine misunderstandings or genuine disagreement. But there are some times where I'll have a full conversation, like I'll have a full private conversation with someone. And at the end of the day, I'll be like, so I didn't say what you thought I said. Why are you so invested in this? And they're like, well, you shouldn't have. Why are you bothering? Why are you invested? I was like, this, and this is even like the most recent thing. I'm saying years back, people being like, well, you just got involved anyway. It's like, so you, like, you understood that it's like, so this for you is like a game, like specifically for me. Because this is one thing, a whole situation popped up. They made this whole video. We had a terrible conversation. Our conversation went shit. We were cursing at each other. I was like, look.
Oh, wow.
It's over. Like, I was like, look, like, it, I mean, I was, we weren't like cursing, but he was like, why'd you say this? And I was like, look, it's whatever. We're out. And then he went on and made a video that was like, black brothers working it out. We had a conversation. I was like, I didn't make that. I was like, whoa.
Sometimes working it out is duking it out.
And
though.
Then the comments were like, I'm so glad to see black people sticking together. And I was like, that, he said, fuck me. His last conversation was, his last thing was, if it's fuck me, then it's fuck you too then. And that was the last thing we said to each other. And he was like, brothers, working it out peacefully.
Why do I
getting
love
together.
That? So, like, we actually have him here. No, we actually have him here.
As you look, through, I love a good gaslight.
That kind of ate. Wow, that's really sick for somebody. That's so fucking funny. That might make me. We might be friends after that. If we had a fucking argument.
No, that's so wild.
And a bitch came and said, "Wow, we tight after that." I would be like, "Girl, you're so fucking faking funny."
No,
let's
like,
actually get some lunch.
Nah, baby, you're not tethered to the right reality. I don't like that. Like,
I don't like that either, but it's hilarious.
It's objectively so funny to do.
I comment like, now you know. Black brothers. That is fucking funny.
Yeah. I don't know though. Like, I think like as far as like I'm concerned, people who deserve the benefit of the doubt very seldomly need it or use it. And I think that's a lesson that I had to learn like the very hard way. If you slide at me the first time, I try to make sure it's not a second time, especially on the internet, because some people really will like twist and manipulate your words and it can like lead to even more. I'm not going to hold y'all. I said something the other day that it was a little spicy. Don't look at me like that.
At the end, I'm wondering if I know what it is.
I don't know, because you haven't been on Twitter like that.
I think I did see this.
Did you? Like,
I'll spit on you.
Yeah. This girl had came under one of my posts talking about some, oh, you've never said an intelligent thing in your life. And I DM'd her. Again, I was willing to have the conversation in private. Okay. And I said, watch your fucking mouth when you talk to me. I spit on you. I didn't call her a B word, though.
So that was supposed to be you wanting to have a conversation, though?
Yes. Wait, I said, watch your fucking mouth. I'll spit on you. I will never hit a woman, but I will spit on her.
But so that was, I'm clarifying, that was supposed to be your introduction and let's talk about this?
She said that I've never said an intelligent that's thing not, in my life.
I'm not even going to lie. That's,
like, is that not wild?
So wild. saying that is incredibly disrespectful about someone, right? Intelligent or whatever.
I'm not going to say to you that you weren't trying to have a conversation, though.
Oh, no, I was trying to take it there, because why are you talking about me like that?
So that's not an example of trying to have a conversation.
Oh, it's not? I don't apologize, though.
I don't say, okay. I'm just talking about the realness of that. If I'm telling someone, okay, I'd spit on you, I'm not trying to talk.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. So I was trying to take it to the DMs. We didn't have to argue.
Trying to still argue, but in the DMs.
Oh, we got it. I mean, that is technically a conversation.
But that's what he was talking about. Brothers came together. Yeah. That's what, so you were beefing with Christian.
I guess what I'm saying is that I don't think that you need a show. Like, people who really want.
You're interesting. Hilarious. You said like, we can fight in private. Okay.
Yeah, in person too. Was. Like,
right.
I don't need a crowd. So long as you don't press charges, like, we good.
That,
like,
comment was wild. I did see it, and that comment was wild.
And then she was loud and wrong. That's the worst part about
it. She was loud and wrong. I saw it, and I said, oh, my friend. That's sad, rising. That wrong?
But she took the screenshot of the DM and posted it on. And look, I'm going to say this. y'all need to stop thinking that you're victims when you come at somebody disrespectfully right. first. Bitch, I'm going to not only take it there, I will take it 10 times right. further. Bitch, I will place you on the other side of this motherfucking planet if you try me, bitch. Right. And I am peace, love, and light until it needs to be razor blades and motherfucking baseball bats. Period. Watch your fucking mouth when you talk to me, please.
Do you want to hear my full synopsis of that when I seen it? Because I was like, well, of course I know you. I was like, I'm not fucking engaging in this. I think it was you with Wildin.
Was I?
You know, that was a wild comment to make. Sorry. But as someone who makes a wild comment, as someone who will double down and make it worse, like, I'm taking it further to hell. Yeah. I know that feeling, but I'm also like, yeah, I'm going to be worse than you were to me. And that's what I said. That was worse to me than what she had said. Then now she had started it. Yeah. And I think there was a lot of commentary like, oh, this is how you talk to women, blah, blah, blah. And
I think, sure, you could be the motherfucking Pope for all I give a fuck. Watch how you talk to me.
I think there's like
that identity shielding shit.
That felt like identity shielding specifically because in that scenario, she was a white Latina leftist. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about someone being on the side of the oppressor during BLM. You're talking about Selena Gomez, and she tried to clock you about, like, you fucking Kamala supporter. And conflated you trying to talk about Selena Gomez as, like, ignoring anti-blackness, and then to try to pin it like, oh my God, this is very misogynistic of you to talk to me like that. I was like, well, if we're talking about, there's a space to talk misogyny and talking to women, there's a space for you, white leftists.
Non-black leftists have been losing their fucking
minds. They have. And like, you fucking talk, you talk fucking crazy to us. And
I'm going to talk crazy back. And I don't give a fuck.
And there's a lot of, there's a lot of anti-blackness in the tone that non-black leftists talk to black people.
I'm going to curse you out every time. I'm like, and you can call me every type of ist and ism in a book. I'm going to do it again. And I'll curse out your mother while you at it, bitch. Bring her too. I don't care.
I will say, I don't be fine with people like that. But like back in like 2021, I remember I made a video being like, yeah, there's racism in leftists. Like, I was like, blah, blah, blah. And people were like, no, there's not. If someone's racist, they're not a leftist. And I was like, I don't know why y'all think this is like, I was like,
because it's class solidarity, not race. Like, girl, oh my God, your theory goes only so fucking far.
They love to erase the black experience. They do love that on the left.
They think because they reread about it that they can.
Yeah. Matter of fact, let's clarify, because they do think that we're liberals. Or at least they call me that a lot. And I'm just
they think, I guess.
I'm not.
Do they call you liberal?
It depends on the day.
Yeah.
Right.
I get
it from all sides.
I get, I hope you're happy Jill Stein won, bitch. And I was like, I did not vote. I was like, whoa. I'm
Jill don't know.
Noted Jill Stein a hater, like for other reasons. But people don't remember who I am. Like they recognize my face and my general annoying vibe, but they're like, everything else is like, you said this, right? I'm like, no.
Right.
Wrong person. Like,
general annoying vibe is hilarious.
The wild part about it is like, I really, like, I'm not no fucking liberal. In fact, I was like one of the first. I got jumped for saying that Kamala Harris was going to lose my vote if she didn't change her stance on Palestine. Right. They was jumping. They was tagging me up that day. But they don't notice when you're getting it from the other side, too. They just think that you have to, like, pledge your allegiance to everything that they say. And sometimes it's like, no, y'all are, like, not being realistic. Like, no, I don't. Like, I don't think that Trump and Kamala are the same. Fucking look around you, you dickhead.
Mm-hmm. And saying that, God forbid, means, oh, my God.
Now you're a Kamala supporter. It's like, no, she was a pretty, look, y'all can jump me if you want. She was a bad choice, too, because of her stance on Palestine. And she was a much better option than fucking Trump, a literal, actual fascist.
I get stabbed in the calf is different than getting stabbed in the heart. Yes, I'm getting stabbed either way. But like, it's kind of like that. God forbid you say there's a difference, that I might be able to survive one a little bit better. And they're like, no, how dare you say? I'm like, okay, well.
Yeah.
It gets to me because I remember, what was it, around the DNC. I didn't even go as, I don't even think I at any point was like, oh, Kamala Harris has lost my vote. I was like, this is weird, right? Like, I was like, when they were like, we're gonna have the most lethal military, I was like, that's bad, right? And everybody's really like, how fucking dare you? How fucking dare you talk on our mixed queen? And I was like, whoa. Yeah. I was like, relax. I just don't think, and they were walking around with like Liz Cheney, and then I was like, Liz Cheney? I was like, is this worth it? And they're like, how fucking dare you? That's our white woman. And I was like, all right. And I was like, it didn't pay off, and I was like, I don't want to, I told you so. I'm not going to, I told you so, because I don't feel good.
Yeah.
I was hoping, like, I genuinely, right before the election, when they were airing those ads that were like, don't worry, ladies, Like, you don't have, in the ballot box, he don't see what you do. And then women went, no, we hate y'all niggas. Oh. Like, turn around and voted like that. I was like, they had me gassed up those first few days. Cause I was like, damn, maybe they're going to do it. Maybe they're really going to win those white women over. Nope. And I saw the exit polls and I was like,
and yelling at the wrong people, yelling at the wrong people. Yeah. When you were the person during the election that was in between, you was getting bink, bink, bonk from each side. They were so mad at me when I was like, yeah, they protested at a Kamala Harris rally. And like, why wouldn't you go to protest at a Trump rally? Which I never said don't go protest at a Trump rally. I was just bringing up the obvious. I was like, yes, let's bring a bunch of like black and brown marginalized people to protest, to have people hear about their rights, to a fucking like neo-Nazi white supremacist rally because they'll be heard. And they were like, so you are scared of Trump. That, okay. They're trying to be heard. And they're, I don't think you're going to Trump rally to be heard. You're going to Trump rally to fight or murk somebody.
But also, people did protest at Trump rallies.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it was like they were also there doing it at both rallies. It was just like, it got more, because obviously, like, also Kamala's in the current administration. Like, it was like, hey, you could do something about this right now. Like, y'all could flip this on the switch right now.
And I personally think you could have gotten more done, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she should have had a harder stance on Palestine, period. But, like, I think, like, it's so funny, like, how if you're somebody who is against the conservatives, like, you're a part of the woke mob, if you are somebody who's like, hey, y'all, like, maybe these two options really aren't the same, you are suddenly a Fed or a liberal. And if you're somebody who's like, hey, y'all need to push this politician further to the fucking left, like y'all are kissing a politician's ass and that's really ridiculous. You should never do that. Then it's like you are what the fuck they call you? They call you everything. A Russian bot.
Russian
everything
bot.
Everything in the goddamn book. They don't know. Yeah. And my thing is like all of y'all don't even recognize that There's a Venn. What's it when it's not just two circles? It's three circles in a Venn diagram? It's a trend diagram. That's what it's called.
Called Venn diagram.
It's still called a Venn diagram.
Okay, thanks, y'all. I was never that good at math.
It's a trend diagram.
But the Venn diagram, it's overlap. And it's y'all overlapping. Don't see it. Y'all don't
get mad if people
it.
Do. I feel like this is a great, since we have a Russian bot here.
Yeah, shut up.
Who we can jump to the hot seat. And
when did you realize you were Russian?
When did I realize I was Russian?
RZO. Oh, but yeah, tell us about your journey online. Or
my journey online?
Have you ever?
I've been canceled so many times. Oh, no, I've never been actually. Here's the thing. So people are always yelling at me. But I've never been fully canceled because I haven't actually said anything that wild. And it's like, I know myself, like people, when they hang out with me in person, I'm censoring myself. Like pre-TikTok, it's just how I am, right? And so I'm always worried about that. But yeah, what's the most recent thing? The most recent thing is the DJ Soulchild Tory thing, right? Where it's like, that shit exploded. The main things, okay. So the things that I want to take away, because I said everything that I wanted to say, really. Mm-hmm. Like when I made that video where I was like, suck my dick, I'm going to LA.
Right.
I blocked them. I have no clue what was happening after that. I was getting DMs being like, they're in live saying that. And so someone's like, do you want me to send you the video of DJ Soulchild saying that you should die in the fires? I was like, no, let him. Like, I don't care. Like,
people saying that?
Nuts.
Yeah, wow. No. I know what they were saying because people kept being like, they said this and this and this. And I was like, look, don't update me. Like, I'm good. Like, it's like they can say whatever they want to say. But a couple of things. Here's what I want to say. All right.
There's your camera, just in case.
All right. This is the one thing I want to take back. The one thing that I feel bad for. All right. And I'm going to go with qualifiers because I want to say I'm apologizing to not the people involved. That girl was not manic. She's just mean. Which
okay.
is like,
okay.
I'm so happy you said that because like, you know you had people coming to, they confused. It was the world reverse.
No, I will say, this is what I'll say because like, here's the thing. She wasn't manic. But to me, this is worse, right? In my perspective, this wasn't like I can't, because people were like, you can't. There was a comment that I got that was like, look at him smiling. He just loves the thought of black women getting hurt. And I was like, whoa. Like, but explicitly, like, this is what happened, right? Mm-hmm. I stitched her video. She originally wasn't mad at me for anything that I said. She was mad because I said no hate to her. And she was like, that feels fake. And I was like, oh, I wasn't trying to be fake. Like, genuinely, I only...
So, just for context for the people who aren't familiar with this.
Okay. So context. Yeah. Context.
So much.
Context.
We need it, though.
Okay, fair. For the culture. Fair.
Context
Feel free to fast forward.
Okay. I'm gonna fast forward through. Context: a mixed race person got online and said that Beyonce's halftime performance was propaganda.
Yes.
I'm from Louisiana, close to Texas. I was like, it's not propaganda. Blah 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 blah. And then people start talking spicy. TD, your oppressor, sucking on your oppressor. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? People start going after her. Somebody made a video. Her name was Tori, and it was like, how come we can always guess if you have a white mom? Like, we can always guess that. I made a video being like, well, that's because like.
Black made a video stitching her video,
being like, keep it real with you.
Statistically,
niggas be fucking white women, and like, it's a thing that be happening like a lot. Right. Like I have three biracial sisters that are like, my father's 50. They are 8, 5, and 3. That man is cheating. There's multiple. Like, I don't know what's happening there.
You
said right,
Louisiana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
so like, it's like no. Like, he has two black kids. He on his own record of having 5 kids, most of them are now half white with white moms, right? Oh. Different white moms, right? And speaking from experience, like, it's just like, there's just a lot more white mom biracials. There's just so many more of them, right? And so she saw that stitch. And this is the whole thing. I don't stitch people if I think I have something negative to say about them. Mm-hmm. Because I've done this in the past where I'll say something slightly negative and people will get swarmed, stuff like that. Like, I genuinely, like, it's to a point where it's like, it's not even worth the trouble. I'll get in, like, people get mad at me. I'm like, I just stopped stitching people if I think they say something negative about them. So I didn't think I had anything negative to say about her. So I stitched her video being like, oh, this is about actual, like, the thing that I thought I was going to get in trouble for was, I was like, actually, the demographic that dates out the most is it's Asian women, white men, and no one picked up on that. And I thought that's what the drama was going to be.
Well, everybody knows that.
Everybody knows. It is. Sorry. But I thought that's what I was going to get in trouble for. I thought I was going to get short jokes because I made a joke about myself being playing against the law. There were a lot of things that I thought were going to happen.
That wasn't
not the thing that happened. Yeah. So
that was a wild week.
So now that we're in it, so she makes a video. She says she hates the part where I say, because in the video I go, and no hate to her, no hate to Tori. I mean, no disrespect towards this person. I say that, and she makes a video going, well, I think that's fake. And so I comment, I'm like, hey, like, that wasn't fake. Like, I was being real. And she's like, making video after video being like, oh, like, you think that's real? Then people were leaving comments being like, yeah, that's Christian, he's only doing this for his white girlfriend. Don't have a white girlfriend. And she was like,
you amplifying, you know, like, I met her.
It was people were amplifying it. Yeah. And she kept, because people were like, oh, she only made all those videos, she made like 50 videos about me in one day, genuinely. It was 49, she made 90 videos that day, 49 about me. And
about you, about the situation,
about me, 49 that mentioned me by name.
Okay.
So, like, I, like, that we have to go through. Like, I wasn't, like,
okay,
tweaking out.
Okay, I think that's
out.
Important, like, clarification, because it was, like, I was also, like, was it 49, like, about you, or was it, like, the situation? But, like, you know what I mean?
And, like, people were, like, oh, it's because people were swarming her content. And I was, like, no, these were her own followers. And it was people, she would highlight comments that were, like, yeah, Christian just hates black. Christian, I haven't trusted him since this. I haven't. Yeah. And I was, like, damn. Like, I was, like, look. And so that's what I messaged her. I was, like, what's going on? Because, like, I really didn't mean no hate. Right. Like, and so then I blocked her. That's, she gets the private videos. She made all those videos about me. Well, I blocked her when she made 15 videos. That to me was a lot. That to me, I was like, all right, like, you can have it. Like, and I didn't care until they were posting videos that I posted privately. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, this is like, normally I would have let you cook, but like, why do you have that?
Yeah.
Right. And so then, you know, in my opinion, right, I was seeing this. She was leaving comment after comment. She was making videos. She was posting my private videos, right? Even if she did get it and she wanted to talk shit, posting it is like a different one of drama, and I dead ass thought she was manic. This wasn't like, people were being like, hey, like, that's when this all happened, people were messaging me like, hey, she's not okay, like, you shouldn't interact, like, it's okay, she's not, you shouldn't do this, don't engage it, she's unwell. And I was like, oh, okay. And so then I was like, you guys are encouraging a manic episode, because people were like being like, Christian, she's having a moment. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess, because I didn't know her. And then everyone was like,
so you. I have so much to say. We're going to wait. Well, I have so much to say.
So that's why, like, I specifically, the only thing I want to take back in that is, like, she wasn't manic. She just makes 90 videos every day. Like, that just is what it is. I didn't know
really
that.
That's a really good distinction to clarify.
Like,
that you take that back, because there's so much. The part of grace that I, like, have is... Now, Grant, I have not agreed with everything that this particular creator has said. There's, like, a lot of things where I'm like, why? There was something about, like, going back to Starbucks and stuff. Like, when the black creators were doing that thing, like, I'm going back to Starbucks and fuck now. I was like, this is so disgusting. I made a video about that. So there's not a lot of things. There's, like, things that I haven't agreed that she's made. And then, but I first came in contact with her with the, like the Maya situation, where I was on her side with the Maya situation.
I missed that whole thing.
You missed, so this is where, since the Maya thing, I think she's been getting, like, there's just, it, back to the question we had, it's so hard to figure out when someone's being genuine, when someone's not. And I think.
You're not gonna like what I gotta say.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Anyways, I think it is hard if that is your like introduction to having a whole bunch of like people contact you and being dogpiled, you start to act out and think everyone's against you. I didn't think that your video was attacking you. You were just saying a statistic. But you got, I'm looking at the people, honestly, the audience who was commenting, oh, this and that, and this and the third, and this is so-and-so, and da-da-da, and they do this, and she does, Christian hates you, and like, you're just fueling the fire. I think, oh boy, sending the video, the private video, and claiming that I love and want to protect black women is the opposite, because you're fueling the fact that someone feels like there's all these people talking shit and this person hates them, and you're like, here, look at that. See, look what they're doing. And you're like, that's not helping the situation scenario. So you have someone making a whole bunch of videos, defending herself, someone's calling her manic, and sometimes it can give that, right? I don't think you should say it.
No.
No.
No, quick just input as a therapist, like, don't call people manic. Like, you shouldn't be diagnosing people's conditions and stuff. Well, I ethically can't. Like,
right.
Yeah, I would.
I didn't say that she would. I'm saying
discourage anybody from even using manic in terms.
And I think
of
that's. I think that's fair. Then what weren't you gonna like? What wasn't I gonna like that you were gonna say? Because I was saying it's gonna like. There's so, when you're getting dogpiled or people are telling you this is happening.
I think the dogpile was self-created. The Maya Ayuni thing, one, I thought, I will say, look.
I don't think so. I don't think with that, no.
No, not with that one. I was actually, I thought she had several points in that conversation. And I checked out when she called the other creator who was queer, like a butt-sucking fairy. I said, oh,
well, yes. And that's what
it is. Yeah, I said, and like, then she doubled down. I said,
I didn't agree with that.
These people are very odd. I think and I know like a lot of leftists are like, Maya, leave Maya alone. I think Maya Ayuni is like weird too.
Well, yeah, that's, sorry to interrupt. That was
everybody's
like,
weird.
In retrospect, going back and looking at the scenario, because I didn't see it happening in real time, I was like, okay, like for my own personal reasons, I can't fuck with these people, but Maya was saying weird shit. I was like, is actually like racist. Like, it's like, this is just like straight up. Like, I get it. Like, right. I understand. Like, but it's like this whole very, like, it's like, okay, so I see like why. Like, I see how Tori gets to this situation, right? Which is why I'm like, no apologies, because fuck them for being blowing it up to the situation that they did, but generally not manic. Like, she just posts 90 videos a day, didn't like, is a whole thing. And so, like,
I want to clarify when I say that I think that the dog pile was self-created. That thing with Christian, that was taken out of context, and then that was created. Like, I don't think it was ever at any point necessary to take it there. And the video that I really loved the most from this entire situation was, people will yes queen you to death. They will watch you self-destruct. Yeah, that's what I mean. And like, I do think like after a certain point, like when I'm getting piled on, and y'all always make fun of me when I'm like, and another thing.
Well, because you say I'm done and you're never done. This
but you'll never catch me making that many videos about anything, because I just don't have the stamina. But like, and it's no shade about that part, but it's like, you at some point as a grown ass adult have to know when it's time to step away.
Well, of course. I'm glad you said, yeah, you're right.
And it's no shade. And they dragged it. Including her, no shade. And she dragged me into it, so fuck off for that, for real.
Also, like, the other thing that gets me about this is that I wasn't trying to blow up the spot. Like, even with, like, all the videos, it wasn't until, like, they took the private thing and I really wanted to know who was sending out my private videos. Because it was like, I didn't make a video about her.
For context, too, like, for people who don't know, Christian had made a private video like, whoa, this person's still making videos about me. Okay, I said, leave it alone. Should have done that. And that got leaked. It was friends only, and then everyone on the internet was like, now who was the mole? And then the mole came like a Batman villain. It was me.
I got you.
No one's gonna beat me.
What are you gonna
up.
Do? Fight me?
I was like, it was so As someone who loves cinema.
Everybody involved really was over the age of 30.
I really enjoyed it. It was a lot going on.
The whole reason I made the fucking video private was because the whole thing, people were being like, oh, like you with your big platform, amplifying someone with a much smaller platform. I was like, okay. Like, I don't want to blow this up. I don't want to make this big.
Right.
I'm not going to post about this.
Right.
She can make as many videos as she wants to. It's not going to get this traction if I'm not drawing attention to it. And then he was like, I love mess. Like, he just like hopped out. And I was like, all
he
right.
He
like,
always loves mess. He has specifically has messaged me about people making videos about me and be like, you going to let them talk to you like this? That is a messy, messy man. He's messy.
He's so messy.
Have you gotten a message from this person about that video is being made about you? And
from, I don't, I've never been mutuals with that man.
I wasn't until I learned what from, they will get to, we'll get there. The video you made, I didn't even know that. He's messaged me about this person talking to you, you gonna let them talk to you like that? Because.
We've actually gotten into an argument though, me and him.
I know. But, and I think because I don't know the relationship, but because I've gotten that type of message, I can see that, like, this is instigation to get me out of my nervous system. In moments where I have, like, haven't had that, or I've had the, like, years of being online invisible to where I know how to regulate, all I'm saying is I understand the feeling of, like, my nervous system is activated, I'm going to make a video. I'm like, it's a mistake. You're adding fuel to the fire that, yeah, like, you are saying you don't like happening by... You know, you could have just talked shit to the group chat, and it didn't have to be something that was big. And that's for somebody else to look at their own behaviors and be like, "How I contributed to that shit," which is why I was like, "It was fucking crazy to send a private video." Though.
I'm gonna be honest, like that girl is mean. Like I've seen it in real time. Like she is mean. She does like incite a lot of stuff. Like, and I've seen it because I've been on the receiving end of it. And I feel like
with the fairy stuff.
No, not even that. Like she had brought up the situation where I said I hate to drop my nuts, but I have 10 years of education thing.
Oh.
She tried to bring that up in the midst of the teat sucking video, even though I didn't say anything about that video because like why would I was already done. And like she brought me into it. Like no, for real. Like it's just like unnecessary drama and all that shit for real. And that's definitely
fair.
The thing. And
I think that's fair.
I'm not even going to single it on her for real. I think the problem is that everybody be like egging on shit like that.
That's what I was going to get to. Yeah.
A lot of people be so fucking afraid to stand on their own. And one thing about me that I will always say, look, you can say whatever you want about me, bitch, I'm willing to stand 10 toes on whatever I said. And I'll take the heat if I have to. I'm going to be annoyed through the whole thing. But I will stand on what I said.
Right.
And I'm not afraid to say something if it's the truth, even though the crowd is trying to go a different route. Because the truth is, that was fucking weird behavior. Nobody should be making that many videos about a situation. It is unhealthy. And if you care about a person, you're not going to encourage that type of behavior.
That's what is, yeah.
And it's that simple, in my opinion. Like, and I think so many people encourage that. So many people like sat and like were like, like justifying her behavior. And I don't think it's just as simple as like she's wrong, but I do think she was being antagonized and like piled on.
I think there's an ownership she has for sure.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And this is the thing where I know people are not going to like the nuance of what I have to say, because it's often both and. Like multiple things being true at the same time, but multiple people refusing to see the duality of a situation. I think she handled that situation completely immaturely, but she did the same. Like, she was right in the Maya situation, but then it, like, you can be right and wrong at the same time.
Absolutely.
And, like...
I mean, we over here talking about your situation, like, you're not over here.
I'm chilling.
It was even black family, right. Really good right. Parents.
Sorry, go ahead, Christian.
No,
take it away.
It's chill. I just, like, that's hilarious. Like, genuinely, I have no ill will for her. It was very frustrating and annoying, and the worst of it didn't even come from her. Like, she made video after video, but after a certain point, when I did, because once again, I blocked these people early on, before all this stuff. Like, I was really locked out of it. Like, truly. Like, I unfollowed DJ Soulchild. What ended up happening was that, like, specifically around the same time that I posted that video, I unfollowed him because he had made a video about it being super weird. And I was like, I don't trust this. But the algorithm still showed him my video because I had already posted it.
Right.
And so, like, I was already, like, I was like, it can't be. I didn't think he was the first, like, person I thought it would be. But I was like, I already unfollowed him. It can't be him. But he had, like, algorithm looped it in before he, that's why he could screen record it, but not save it.
Videos about this episode.
Oh, God.
And so, like.
I don't give a fuck.
And I'm just saying.
It was once it hit the point where, like, I've made a video about whale fall before where it's, like, the situation is, like, when whales die, like, there's a real scientific phenomenon. They die. It becomes a whole ecosystem.
I saw this video.
Right?
Yours.
And it's, like, when Madeline Pendleton was who also, like, someone who has terrible, terrible response to drama, right? She'll say something, and then instead of, like, either making a short thing about it or running up, she'll post a bunch, or she'll post a 40-minute video being, like, I have to explain all these things. And sometimes I've seen situations where she's been right but still responded wrong, right? But when big creators fuck up, or not even fuck up, but it feels like maybe there's an opportunity, everyone tries to get their ends. And it was, I'm not upset at Tori at all. I'm upset at people who all tried to get their ends. And for everyone who tried to get their ends, it backfired.
Yeah.
Because it always will. Like, specifically, what's the phrase? Trap Witch, who got on and was like, ooh, who was like, yeah, if you don't want to be seen as a rapist, don't give rapist,
rapist
vibes.
The one
and then, like,
who
I hate them. Bow.
I think that's really important to bring up because seeing how the shit snowballs, first, it was hilarious that they thought you were, like, leader of the biracial brigade trying to defend them when you actually
you were disagreeing.
Also, okay, this is what I'm at. All right. He's my friend, so I don't want to. I'm gonna speak soft on this. We're cool. We're friends. Whitland. People were mad at me in the biracial. They were calling me the biracial defender because I think Whitland, who's my friend. I want to clarify before I say this. He made a video being like, "It's the most vile, disgusting thing."
Yeah.
And then everyone was like, "Christian, you." I was like, "No." Hey, and that happens to me. It's like. It keeps happening. And so I'm like, Winland, please. Please, Winland. We gotta watch out for each other. Like, our videos are each other's responsibility at this point because then we'll get both. So I'm just like, yo, please. Please, brother. So it's one of those things where, like, people were mad at me about, like, I don't even know how I got here, but, like, it's one of those things where it's like, just getting mad at me. But Trap Witch. Rapists,
towards you, like, towards me, giving there was a connotation or like an implication that you are like predator, you give predatory vibes,
And basically what that situation ended up being was that the person who commented that was, I don't know their pronouns, was the friend and commented that, and that's when Trap Witch made the video being like, well, if you don't want to be perceived as a rapist. And then in all the response videos, I would see the original commenter, and she was like, it's just that Christian reminds me of my assaulter. And it's like,
that is
that's something you got to work out. But, like,
that is so, that can be true. And you don't have to say that in a, that is so dangerous to say.
Yeah.
That is so dangerous to say and so unfair and like the pinnacle of projecting. And it honestly makes me think of like one of the things my therapist said, which I think people on the fucking internet need to take hold onto this and be mad a bit, bad at it if you want. Your triggers on your own responsibility.
Yeah.
And like someone reminding you of something or triggering you of something is not you, that's not them. You don't know them.
Yeah.
Like that is. Girl,
and like, yeah, that's where I got pushed. I didn't make any videos about it, but it is where the only video I made about it was being like, "Hey, stop defend." Like, you guys, I really tried to encourage people to not defend
about it.
I tried to tell people like, "Look, don't be in the comment sections. Don't add to it." Because like, it's also a thing where like people in that situation, I get it because that person Trap Witch crossed a very big line. But people in the comments trying to defend me, it's like this. I know you think that you're helping me, but you're making it seem like I have like an army that I want to send after people. And I want nothing less than people. Like, I don't need defending. Like, it's fine. I can put down my phone. If
so
I fuck up, like.
And that is where I differ. I disagree with that. No, I'm dead ass. Mm-hmm. Because the one of the things that I like, I I disagree with the like, I'm not in charge. Unless I verbally say to people, go attack this person. These are autonomous beings. If you go out of your way behind my name to attack somebody when I did not tell you to do that, that ain't my fucking problem. I'm not taking responsibility for that shit. Now I will say, I don't stitch people unless I'm directly like talking to them. So I was going to ask you if have you learned now, like maybe just don't stitch nobody.
I think now I'm just not.
Because I think that's a safe thing to do.
Even now, because it was like people were mad at me when I'll stitch like racist or something, like someone who's like out of the way. Right. But like even this, I had a conversation with this and I ended up having a conversation with it about, I mean, with FD Signifier about it, where it's like, part of my real life turning was like, okay, I didn't say anything negative about Tori in my original video, but if it's true, right, that like I have so much of an audience that mm-hmm. will like, if I amplify a Black woman in a non-necessarily positive light, that I have the type of audience that will then go and say negative things, even if that's not my fucking responsibility because they're all grown adults, if I know that can happen, then it's like I have to kind of sit with what that is. If it's like, even if it's not my intention, even if it's nothing I said, if I push someone up to a place to get hated on, like it's like I need to be like aware of that.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair.
That's where I disagree.
Someone saying something.
The internet politics of, and this is where I think my blind spot is, and I'm willing to own that. Like, I think this is a blind spot of mine. I quite literally I don't look at accounts and see like robots or like numbers or followers. I look at accounts and I see people. I'm a person.
So do I.
No, like I look at you and you're a person. If you say something, and this is, I understand what you're saying. Like if it is, like I wouldn't go out of my way at this point to like engage with somebody in that way if I know that it could potentially get them hate. But if you start some shit with me, do not be upset when I finish it. And this wouldn't be the first, like, and it does have its, like, it's a double-edged sword because I know when you defend yourself, it is no. If you have a larger platform, it's always going to look like you're an aggressor to some people because they can't distinguish because of what they perceive as a power differential. But for me, I don't buy into that bullshit. If you go out of your way to harass or antagonize or insult or like talk shit about somebody who has a larger platform and they respond, you're going to have to bear the brunt
of that. What I agree with. That's a very different thing. I've straight up made a video where I addressed the comments like, oh my God, you're using your platform to dogpile this person who attacked you. Yes. And I know. People can be mad at that. Like if you're going to like directly threaten me, I rarely stitch people. I don't stitch people. Even when I engage with discourse online because I know that this like shit can happen, I'm like, I'm engaging with the pool of thought.
Yeah.
I'm engaging. Y'all can put a comment about who you think of, but I'm engaging with the discourse because I don't even want that shit to be misconstrued. And you will see me stitch someone if they talk directly to me. And if you threaten me directly, I'm absolutely using the fact you should not talk to me. You got 10,000 followers. Well, I have 500,000 and you said you wanted to slap me. So now I am going to use that. Oh, well, I'm not perfect. You shouldn't threaten or like give weird allegations onto people that you don't fucking know. Yeah. And then you want to pull this like, well, you're a bigger account. You need to be more. You should have been responsible with your mouth.
What's really funny is the reason why I was even roped into that situation is because I was trying to acknowledge, like, I was engaging with the pool of thought, not with anybody specifically. Because my first video in that situation was disagreeing with Hannah, too, because I didn't agree.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when people were, like, being like, oh, like, they were adding her in my video, like, talking about it in the comments. And I'm like, y'all, like, don't be shady. Like, I fucked with Hannah heavy. Like, this is not like that. Like, I'm just talking about the topic.
Right.
Like, we can disagree without having to throw each other off the bed. Not too much on her. And mind you, that came out way before the sucking on a seat video. So people just, like, latched that onto, like, the back end of that. Even though I'm like, yeah, I'm just, like, trying to make sure, like, people know. It's not that. I'm just like, we can disagree without all of that. Because I disagree. But I don't have to do all of that.
Mind you, it's all of us disagree with Hannah.
Right.
Yeah. And I was like,
all three of us were told at one point, you're defending. And we're like, verbally disagree. I had conversations.
My first video was disagreeing.
This is just a personal story. I got called the biracial defender so much. And I think I posted this. I stopped posting private, like, friends only videos, but I did post this on friends only before everything blew up, where I was like, I'm getting called the biracial defender. A real life situation that happened to me was that I was dating somebody biracial when that Obama is a mulatto video came out, and I was making mad videos, and the girl I was dating was like a biracial poet and was like, hey, like, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, like, I was like,
did you actually say sorry?
Yeah, I did say
did
sorry.
Did you mean it?
I would have been like, look at how your people act.
I mean, I was like, I was specifically like, oh, like, because this person wasn't like black white mix. This person was like in like native.
Oh, okay.
Like indigenous white mix. And so I was like, oh, y'all are different. Not even...
Oh, she identified with that then.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, this I mean, we're not. But I was like,
we're gonna leave it.
We're not good. But I was just like, oh, I was talking about black people. Like, yeah. Y'all got a whole different thing happening like that I can't speak on. Like, I don't know what's going on there. Like, but yeah, I was like, huh. And so like I've taken so much flack. South Africa is mad at me right now.
South Africa mad at everybody.
Shout out, they done jumped me like 5 times. You be all right.
South Africa mad at everybody.
Walking off.
And so, like, you know, it's because, you know,
and so, like, yeah. it's just one of those things where I'm like, what? I didn't even, like, you know, so I, people.
Online is fucking nuts. Online is like, I think that whole discourse for the week and a half was like the perfect example of how it's like, oh, we're swinging the pendulum to so many different sides because you had people. Why, brother? We all disagreed with the original pool of thought and then got swung to this pool. We're like, I wasn't even in that side, bro. Yeah, yeah. I was just saying, oh, I feel like maybe this is getting a little too, like,
yeah.
I made videos being like, multiple things can be true at once, da da da, like, hear it. And they're like, I'm like, no, like, the thing you're telling me that I'm not acknowledging, I literally said in the video, but you want to put people in these two pools against each other so bad that it's like, I don't understand. And it was honestly, besides it being really like
dragged out
and taxing, it was so messy because you saw like the messy black gossip TikTok start to like weaponize like web language and leftist ideology and stuff. And then you saw black leftists on TikTok, or like the people who typically talk about politics and stuff, become real messy and black gossipy. And I feel like all of us could have came together in that moment and seen we so similar. Because when you said, fuck you, suck my dick, I said, oh,
that was
Christian got it in him. Christian got it in him.
My mom called me about it. Because usually, this happens a lot, right, where I get in situations and I'm typically never mean about it. I'm typically like, hey, like, blah, 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 blah. And my mom was like, she called me, she was like, yeah, I saw your video. And I was like, I know my son. He's gonna handle this with grace. And then you said, "Suck my dick." And I was like, "Damn, I'm sorry." It's the point. I was like, "Look, it hit a point. It hit a point where I was like, I can't do this. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, that.
You're Aries.
Yeah,
it's only so long, man.
They are very sweet, though.
I love Aries.
Yeah, but it just gets to a point where I was like, look, the whole situation was so, so messy.
Yeah.
It was so, I was trying to escape it, but then, like, I go to LA. LA's on fire. I got the news. I got my phone. I'm scrolling. Every video. Yours was good. Every video is a breakdown. Like,
mine was a cinematic masterpiece.
Every video is a breakdown.
I ate up your mannerisms.
They sent it to me. Like, people were sending it to me, your video. I was like, oh, this is really good. Meanwhile, I was like, where is the Dr. Durant cameo? I was so mad.
There was too many moving pieces. I should have, with the septum too, I could have done it. But when I got the
I was actually happy I got left out.
Like, right? Because for once. I'm sorry. I wasn't in it.
You were happy too. I was like, oh, she's
I said, for
this.
Once, it ain't me. I said, ooh, let me get my beanie and act like Christian. Ooh, I'm just a quirky guy.
Oh, said, perfect. God. Perfect. I was just like, I was watching breakdown after breakdown. I want to say that, like, it's people, because people were talking about it or messaging me, being like, hey, like, it was so big that I was genuinely getting messages from people I went to college with, like,
oh my God,
friend Z, like Anjan, people down in like Metairie, Louisiana, were like, me and my family saw these videos, and I was like,
not
your
me,
family,
Ma.
The whole family, like people I haven't talked to in 10 years, like,
oh my God,
like, you all right? Like, I was like, damn, like, but I was sitting there and I was watching. So I will say that, like, people were like, yeah, he's just, I'd be on live gaming, and people were like, how is he handling it so well? Not handling it well at all. This is I went to theater school. Like, I am lying. I'm watching every video. Mad, just scrolling, watching breakdown. Like, no, that didn't happen. I didn't do that. That's not what happened. I was like, I was sitting there, like, he left 49 cars. I didn't leave no 49 cars. And I would type something, delete it, scroll. And I was just like, I was fuming. And then I was just like, they got to me. But I was, it's like, as long as I don't post about it, like,
yeah, you see how he didn't make 55 videos in a row.
Just saying. I think the one thing that I will say is that, like, let shout me out. Shout out to.
Because you, but you, meanwhile, you make 15, but only 15.
Only 15.
That's the cutoff to where it starts. 15 videos.
Do it be 15 now?
Shaheem, you be making a lot of videos about the same topic. And do no shit. And I like everyone and I support.
I don't be remembering that much. I'm gonna be honest.
I swear you be blacking out. And I it's do. Like, shit, I promise you, you could go on Shaheem's TikTok right now. And there'll be four captions in a row that say, okay, last thought on this. Okay, for real, final thought on this. And I know
it. Doing that.
And I know
it's because it be. I will say one thing, and I know all of us can relate. Like, I'll say one thing, and somehow one silly, goofy motherfucker in the comments will take one fraction of the sentence I said, and they will completely lose its meaning and make it mean something else.
Absolutely.
I hate that shit.
I just have to dissociate. Because I was like that on Twitter. I'm arguing to the death.
I don't argue as much on Twitter anymore, though.
But I get to the death, and that's where Billabag came from, you know what I'm saying? So. Yeah.
I mean, I think back in the day, we was all a little reckless. Yeah. Or at least I'm still a little reckless. At least I'll DM about it.
And you go to therapy. Yeah. The DM. That was growth.
Yeah. Typically, I would have set it on a timeline.
That was gross. You know. Let's acknowledge that. Nuance.
Yeah. Nuance.
But you don't do nothing. You just fume silently.
I fume silently. I fume silently every time. Because it's like every time, even when I'm not the bigger creator, people think I'm way bigger than I am. When the situation with the guy who's like, "We're brothers working it out." That was over. That was over the whole Yuval thing, and like what he was saying. That man had like a million plus followers across all of his platforms, and was cross posting drama. Which I'm like, that to me is like, all right. But he, the thing he was like, you know, because Christian is attacking me, him and Yuval, which Yuval didn't say anything, but he's like, him and Yuval with their combined 2.6 million followers. I was like, I have 400,000. You have a million.
That's
why. You had to add that in, because otherwise, so then people are like, yeah, Christian and his 2.6. Like, I'm not that big.
Can I
like,
ask, what was the Yuval situation about? I witnessed that. This is explicitly what happened.
Because explicitly, this is what happened. And I will say that, like, a lot of people are mad at me about the Yuval situation. And then they were bringing it up in this last drama. And the girl who was involved, Madiswan.
Yeah. I do know Madiswan.
Made a video being like, hey, that situation didn't go how y'all think it did. And people were like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. I was like, when that video happened, when she was like, hey, stop. Like, Christian wasn't like defending all that stuff. And they were like, shut up. Like, now I was like, okay. I was like, there's nothing I can do. Yeah. Right? Yikes. But explicitly, what happened was Madiswan made a video that overall had some good points, but she said something problematic, which was she was talking about the way in which, like, there have been multiple genocides in history. The Holocaust is propped up as a unique genocide, which is true. There have been lots of massacres, all uniquely horrible and terrible. But the thing that she said was the only reason people care so much about it is because Israel paid for it and the numbers aren't there. Wild work.
Israel paid for what?
For us to care about the Holocaust.
Okay.
Which is like,
and there's no
factual, the numbers aren't there. And it's like, it happened really fast. Like, the Holocaust was like a tragedy, right? That's a bad thing. Right. She apologized, right? Yuval came back and made a video where, because he's Jewish, right? And he's not a Zionist, right? He's notably like anti-Zionist, notably like a whole thing. It's like arguments with his family, arguments with people online, being like, you're a bad Jew, like it's whole thing, right? But he came back and being like, because, you know, obviously it hit somewhere, someone being like, the Holocaust didn't matter, that wasn't like, it wasn't really real. Like, he gets mad and he makes a video where he's like, the Holocaust was this unique horror. And he's like, sorry, it's not funny, but I got in so much trouble and shit because I remember my mom, he goes, because this is bad. He's like, you guys don't understand, Germany was the peak of civilization. Oh, they had the best music.
I remember that.
Science. Oh. This didn't happen in some far corner of the world. And I was like,
oh.
And he made it worse.
He made it worse. And then so then,
I
like,
remember that. Now so it's then, coming back to me.
So then I got a, this I knew it was bad because I was not online at that time. My mom had come to visit me. She was sick. And like, we were going around. I was trying to figure out, you know, moms, you know, like the doctor will prescribe something to them. And like, oh, I'm feeling fine. I was like, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
I was
like,
take the medicine. Yeah. Her stomach was all messed up. And I was like, trying to find places for us to eat. I get a text message that's like, yo, you see what Yuval said? And I was like, oh.
From your mama?
Not from my mom. Oh. From someone.
Not and from your mama.
No, but I was like, damn, it's got to be bad for someone to text me about it. And so then I saw it. And Yuval was also offline at the time. And so then I texted him because I know him in real life. I was like, hey, man. I was like, yo. And he's like, what's going on? I was like, he's like, I haven't been looking. I was like, you should look. And then he's like, oh man. He's like, I gotta fix this. So I was like, yeah, like the thing that people are mad about is like one, I like explained to him the things that people were mad about. For one, Matt Swan has nowhere, he had millions of followers, was blowing up a loving audience that was very obsessed with him because he was doing the whole like Ayame Oliver trio thing. They were super obsessed with that. And I was like, hey man, like, look, just apologize. Like, I don't think you should try to explain things or remake the video or whatever. I think you should just apologize. And people are mad at you for what you said about Germany. People are mad at you for this creator. She's a black woman. She's significantly smaller, right? He gets on and it's like, hey, everybody, I'm sorry. I'm going to try to re-explain my point. I was like,
oh. Because I can't ever listen.
I was like, bro. Listen as soon as I texted him, I was like, hey, man.
You should look again. I haven't been looking.
It's like, yo,
you
should look. Hey.
That's not what I said.
My advice, bro. I was like, I was trying to, like, you know, I was like, hey, and then he was like, throughout this, I'm sorry, I'm breaking some personal boundaries, but there was a point where he was like sending me things. And I was like, yeah, man, don't post that. I was like, nope. And so we were having, honestly, because this is also a thing. People were like, Yuval is your best friend. My best friend was a guy I met in college in fucking 2012. Yuval and I had gone bowling a couple of times. And people's like perceptions of people online are so fucking fake that they think the only people that I'm friends with like my friends, I'm 30. Half of my people that I know in real life do not know. And they're like, "Oh, you're still on TikTok?" It's scary. I'm like, "All right, yeah." Like, what's skibbity? Like, that's what they think is happening on TikTok. And so, like, they think that Yuval is the only like
real skibbity.
Skibbity toilet. I do know what that is, unfortunately. you know. And so, like, it actually did make us closer friends because I was like, "Yeah, like, I had to like." And I want you to know, it's a thing I personally hate being in the position of doing. Where it's like I'm trying to give him grace because I know him. And all the times I met him, he was super nice. And now we're friends for real. But like, I was like, yeah, I don't think you meant to do all this stuff. Like, I know you were probably just like very sensitive. It's the Holocaust. He's Jewish. Like, right? Like, that's a big thing. But I was like, you know, like.
Hi to civilizations.
That is really wild.
He's sending me.
Yeah. But I was like, yeah, this was wild. But like, you know, I don't do this often. I'm not in the position of being someone's like racism coach. I don't ever want to be like, hey, like this. It, you know, I don't want to be in that position
first,
ever.
First, you defend the biracials, and now you're racism coach.
Yeah,
so your brand. This is.
He did eventually get out a proper apology, and he's like genuinely learned a lot from it. But I was like, yeah, doggy, like you fucked up, like apologize. And it's also, I think, the thing that got to me about that was like I saw the video. I didn't like the video. This was a guy I knew. I was like, damn, like it hit me. Like I was like, fuck, like this is bad, you know?
Can I add that like one thing that I really don't enjoy about the internet is that they think that every time you're in community with somebody, that accountability looks like you putting on a spectacle for them.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that. I don't understand it. Like if this is somebody who I know, whose number I have a direct line of communication to this person. Why would, even if I do disagree with them, Why would I be dragging them up and down the timeline?
Right.
There's a couple creators that have said, I think Alexis has brought that up. Like, that's my friend.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk shit on my friend just to perform your accountability. And mind you, you're not really interested in that because when people involved in the situation like Matt Swan come out and say, well, it didn't go down like that. You're like, shut up, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm trying to protect black women. You just told the black woman you're trying to protect to shut the fuck up. That's not... What are we trying to do?
She's great.
What are you trying to do? Yeah.
Matt Swan is great.
It is. And like, I think people don't understand that like some resolves can happen. And like harm is gonna happen. Like people are gonna be upset, or like you're gonna look back on something and be like, maybe I shouldn't have done that, or like I shouldn't have said that, and this is what I'm gonna clear up. And still be like, well, I don't like this person, or I don't fuck with them, but I still could be like, I could have done this differently, and that all be part of it. But no, they want it all to be just fucking one side. They this is what I wanna say. They wanna be part of an army. As much as it's like, yes, understand the platform you have as a big creator, and maybe don't put people's stitch someone who has like a more marginalization than you, or a different identity or marginalization than you, because you might open them up for harassment and stuff. I think there's some type of acknowledgement and accountability for the fact that the audience, the viewers, they want to be part of an army. And yeah. that is where I get to the like, oh, you should hold responsibility for your fault. No, like y'all are deciding that you want to engage in that shit so much so that you'll tell someone you're quote unquote trying to defend to shut the hell up when they try to correct you on a story that's about them.
Can I add to that a little bit?
Yeah.
Because another thing that I really like think that happens with that is like they treat us like Pokemon. Like I have had like during that, even in that situation, you know, Breezy mm-hmm. Fox, like I had somebody like tagging me like in her video about propaganda, like Shaheem like said this, and I'm like, bro, I am not your Pokemon, baby.
Yeah.
One, Breezy was right, and two, it's like I, especially like, again, this is coming from the crowd of people who want to protect black women. It's like, I'm not your Pokemon that you can call out to insult or like check a black woman. Like, especially when these, all of these women that you're tagging me, it's almost always black women that they tag me in for. It's like, this is like, they'll, you know who they do it for me a lot? Dr. Martin. Like, they'll do it for like other therapists. And it's like, this is my OG. Like, this is like who I look to.
I'm listening to her. Why are
you coming at me? Like, I am not your Pokemon. You cannot call me every time, like, or tag me in. Like, I'm supposed to be like this.
And
like,
did you see this girl? No, and I don't fucking want to. I'm trying to fucking eat breakfast. Leave me the fuck alone. You make a video.
Right. That's hard.
That happens to me all the time. It's like, Christina, do you see this? Well, she said that she's talking about this. If I'm talking about somebody, they gonna know I'm talking about them. Do not put words in my mouth and tag. Oh, I hate when they tag people in my videos. Oh, they're talking about you. No, I am. I don't know who you are. Now I gotta have a conversation with this girl. I don't know who you are, girl. I didn't even see the video. I don't know who the fuck you are, man.
That what you said, the pool, what you call it?
The what?
You said the pool of thought. Pool of thought.
Pool of thought.
It'd be the pool of thought. When you touch on the pool of thought, they really be wanting it to be like a brawl.
They do.
They want to fight. They want to fight so bad.
That's sick. I feel used.
Girl, I'm 30. The arthritis is starting to kick in. I do not have time for this. I'm just saying.
That's so nuts. What if we all was in a room? You think they would actually be a duel? I'm messy. This is nuts.
Well, when Jasmine has her event, you know, we might have the opportunity. God, I'm like, I wonder who's going to show up.
You buy your ticket?
No, she said it's no tickets.
What?
The event is free. She just asked for donations.
Oh, no. There was another one that was about the round table discussion. That's the week prior. Weekend prior.
Well, I
didn't look far enough into that. I got like tagged or message. Who is it?
Jasmine's girl.
Tamila messaged me about it.
I'm gonna ask.
Like, I didn't. I'm a DM Jasmine.
DM.
I'm a texter. I'm just like, oh goodness.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, but where was we at? We moving on segment.
Yeah.
Okay. I think. What's the next segment?
Sorry, we just unpacked a lot. That was a lot. Thanks for clearing some things up, though. You know,
thanks, Christian.
Come and share with the signature beanie. Wow. TikTok is a world. But our next segment is Uncultured of the Week.
Yes.
Uncultured of the Week is the next segment.
Yes. So, y'all, if you don't know, our segment, Uncultured of the Week, is where we pick a topic, a person, a place, a thing, whatever you can think of or muster, to be the uncultured of the week. Christian, do you want to go first as our guest, or do you want us to go first?
Sure. I was just talking about this on a different podcast, but I hate this man so much. DJ Academics.
Yes.
I don't know if you saw the entirety of the video, but watching a 15-year-old explain to a 35-year-old man what statutory and grooming is was like, you should be embarrassed. You should be embarrassed. He got kicked off Twitch, but he's gotten kicked off of Twitch a million times. Yeah. He's going to find a new group of 15-year-olds who want to hear a new Travis Scott song. And like,
he's so disgusting. Yeah.
Why is a grown-ass man talking to a 15-year-old who ain't related to him to begin with?
Why are you in the Discord group chats with 15-year-olds?
Does he have a charge going on right now or no?
Yes.
A great charge. All right.
Yep. Thought so. Yeah. So
for those on the social,
you should focus on that.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
So
I was actually talking about this too. Like, it's funny how like it has to be something like gay. For people to be like suddenly concerned, like,
because there was full graphic like footage from the his ex-girlfriend, I believe, who that's the case against, right? or she's bringing the case against him and like his friends, and that people were still defending him for. Yeah. But now it's when it's whenever it's nuanced.
Fuck you, DJ Academics.
For real.
No, I was just saying his whole audience is teenage boys, right? That's and he weird. Has to cycle through new ones. And so then they're like, yeah.
That sounds really weird.
It is really weird.
That's what he's doing. It's like a grooming. Oh, it's so gross.
He's got to get, like, he can't, no one above the age of 20 is going to take him
seriously.
Fully seriously.
Drake.
But even Drake's never, he's rode up and down for Drake. And Drake's never met that man or talked to him. And so he's like, Drake's been on many podcasts. So Bobby Altoff, like, he will not meet Academics. That's how, like...
Yeah, he's a loser.
Bobby Altoff over DJ Academics. Bobby Altoff, not DJ Academics. Wow. You're so right. Wow.
Okay.
Who's yours?
So, my uncultured of the week is going to be ice. Not the frozen water or liquid, but ice as in the, the government... the pigs. I don't know what to call them outside of that.
Well, that's what they are.
Fuck you, ICE. If you're watching this, the only person that needs to be deported is Elon Musk. Again. Yeah, please. Get on top of that. Matter of fact, Trump family and them, where are they from?
I was going to say Melania.
Where are people from?
Melania, not from
Slovenia.
Melania. Yeah. Somewhere they have names like Melania.
Yeah. And matter of fact, I ain't even want front though. I am low-key a... I'm Japanese though, like originally. If you want to deport me to Japan though, I will take that offer up for you. If you do want to take pay for a flight for me, please.
That's so wild.
What? I just want.
Do you like to have you been to Japan?
No, I do plan on going.
Have you been to Japan?
No, I haven't been to Japan.
Yeah,
I haven't been to Japan either. I don't know why I thought you would have gone. I know I would have thought you would have gone to Japan.
Yeah. I'm not even that type of nerd, but I see it.
I love that you're so self-aware.
Huh? I'm not. I mean, I like anime, but Japan's weird, dude. Like, I'll go, but it's not on my top.
Christian didn't mean that Japan. If Japan is
no,
watching.
I think it's discourse. I've date, unfortunately, a lot of anime.
I think we do the thing where it's like, whoa, it's this thing, but in Japan, it's like it's so much better. It's like they got some problems. They were super colonizers.
Talk to anybody in the Asian diaspora. Ooh, yeah, it's up and stuck. Yeah. I'd be like, oh my god, what? Yeah. My uncultured of the week. This was stemming from our conversation earlier. My uncultured of the week is the people who shout, "It's class, not race." Class solidarity, not race. Yeah. They're gonna be mad. There's so many other people uncultured, right? And I'm talking about you. I think if you can sit here and talk and understand so much about class, read all the theories, be part of a lower socioeconomic class yourself, be poor, experience poverty, and not understand how that is intertwined with race, then you're probably struggling with some racism. Yeah. Like that's integral to like. Understanding pop, like just if you just read the theory, if you just read it, race is included in that. When you experience it, it's included in that. And that's not to say, obviously, that like, oh, we know the Bacon's fucking rebellion and the fact that that's when they really like, started poor white folks and like black folks were gonna look it up, Google it. That's when they kind of like differentiated, oh, we need poor whites to be on our side and we're gonna include them in whiteness. Okay, but that was 100 years ago, girl. Like, let's bring it to reality nowadays. Like, if you think all it takes is for you to unpack class and that's the most important thing, you're unable to see when your racism comes out. And the condescending shit that you talk about with black people who are on the same side of you, like the speaking over of black experiences is nuts. If you could have a black person in a room who's experienced poverty and a white person in a room who's experienced poverty from the same location, and I guarantee that black person who's experienced poverty in the same location as you has different experiences due to racism.
Yep.
And if you can't acknowledge that, then you ain't doing enough work.
It's also, amen. Real quick. Marx lived in a homogenic society, is that right?
Because
we specifically here had an explicit legal racial caste system.
Right.
Yeah. Race and class are inseparable here.
Yeah.
If Marx had seen it, he would have been like, oh my God, Like,
yes, you know, whoa, this is crazy.
So, yeah, I don't know what people
bring
are in about.
Trying to bring homogenous like dynamics to a society that's literally not, and actually banks off of it not being homogenous. I'll never. They'll be like, how does Denmark do? Like, well, it's fucking homogenous. Like, yeah, yeah,
we need that to be a clip because I need them to inject this into their brains.
It can be.
They don't. They be checking out when you tell them that they have to actually remember that.
Yeah.
Our society is built a little different.
So that's Unculture of the Week.
Yeah.
Last segment.
Yay.
Uncancel Court.
I'll bring out the timer.
I want like a theme music. Like
we need theme music
when we do some of these segments.
I'm gonna start adding some theme music, y'all. We need the Jeopardy clock.
I don't even have my uncancel. I never.
Can y'all start this? I want to kind of see how y'all.
You want me to go first?
You start.
Oh my God. Damn, I just had one too. You know what? My time starts now. Uncancel the guillotine. Listen, hold on. Let me explain.
I wish I had my earrings.
Sharp, efficient, sleek and slender. It's chic. It's high fashion. It is something that transcends multiple centuries. I believe that it's portable enough for us to move it as a people.
It is.
I believe that it gets stuff done. Frankly, I cannot name a different tool that is better at changing and molding societies. It's just wood and metal, and yet it is so efficient at making politicians do what you need them to do. And frankly, I feel like since we stopped using the guillotine, society has gone downhill. Yeah. And, you know, I know that this is a little controversial, but I can name a few White House officials who could actually use a guillotine.
You want to get on the list every episode.
Isn't that too far?
You want to get on the list every
episode. Well, that's my time, U.S. government. That wasn't me who said this. And if you need my address, my name is Jennifer Lopez. And I can do it.
I think that's really powerful to say piece of wood and metal, because that's just an everyday home in American society. We could
build your own guillotine.
Ghost guillotines, like the ghost guns.
Oh, well, government, like I said, this is Jennifer Lopez and Amy Schumer signing off.
and Aubrey Graham.
Okay. Who wants to go next?
Do you have one already?
Yeah, I can do one.
Time starts now.
Uncancel kink shaming. I shouldn't have to listen to anyone who has a plantation photo. I'm not saying we should be shaming all kinks, but if you have a plantation wedding photo,
what?
I've seen people being like, oh, okay, so I'm picking cotton with my. Some of this deserves shame.
Yeah.
That's really it. That's all I need.
You got 40 seconds left.
Some of this is our second. I mean, what am I supposed to say? Some of this stuff is mad weird.
I agree. At least
at this point. Oh, also, I'm seeing other big content creators coming out saying wild things. Some of your fetishes are crimes.
Yeah. I don't know what
to tell you. Like, this isn't, you know.
Shame those kinks. Shame those kinks. I
agree with that. Like, race play, age.
That's disgusting.
Age play. I think we should unpack. When people don't acknowledge that, like, society informs like sexual interest. I'm like, can we be? There are some kinks, and it's like, maybe there's something to unpack with the fact that I like to get spanked. Okay. But that was an example.
Okay.
Not really. But
I like being degraded.
Being degraded. And that's unpack, you know.
And then also uplift me.
What's your favorite kink?
I'm not even
be for real right now.
No, I'm being so for real. I'm so damn
you're Aries.
Near
Ace. I don't believe that for
spit
once.
In my mouth.
I like that.
I do. I love it. And like choke me until I almost
pass out.
That's
why you told the girl
out.
That you spit on her.
No. I meant in a different way.
You did.
Yeah, not in a way that's pleasurable.
I do like that.
Yeah. Oh, we went off track. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Well, we took the rest of your 40 seconds. I still
no time, Christina.
Wait,
you not ready?
What got canceled this week, guys? Give me like a.
Girl.
I mean, there's just what's something that's like, don't do this. Oh my gosh.
I don't know. Christina be having all week to think about these, mind you. And she will come to every single episode like, I have no idea what the hell we talking about.
Oh God. I know. Okay, the one thing is coming
time.
Up.
That's how you
what?
Yeah, time.
Uncancel time.
No, like uncancel CPC. That CPC. Should be yours because that's you so
maybe.
Attached to that.
Yes.
You want your minute to start?
Absolutely.
All right, your time starts now.
I'm gonna uncancel the concept of CPT, not because it's not real, but because Why does it? Maybe we're the right ones. You know what I'm saying? I think we're doing time correct.
Okay. Mm.
And I think you can actually look this up. I don't quote me, but where it's like in certain societies, mm-hmm. the time works as far as like when the flow or when the vibe or when the energy meets like an event. That's when the event starts, and then when it ends, it's true. I swear, there's a sociologist out there that can fucking cite me, and I feel like. What is time? But something that the white man created. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I feel like, well, yes. And being on time. And what's being on time? How are you on time if your mind ain't right?
Amen.
If you're not on your mind. I just feel like time is fake. You know what I'm saying? Like, we went over time today, and you see how much fun we're having?
And look, there's your minute. Do you see how those?
We went over time today. We went over time today because of flexibility outside of the white supremacist system, and it's all black folks in the room.
Well, that was certainly an argument, friend, and I appreciate your.
So nobody else.
No, I mean, I fully agree. I agree for real.
Thank you, Christian.
The only society, actually, because if you go to any society, just like it's literally the West half of Europe. Even Greek people be like Greek people time. They got that. Like,
hello. So it's like, and they're racist as hell.
The niggas in Europe. No.
Greeks?
No,
they're racist as hell.
I don't be knowing too much about
Italians are racist.
Italians,
I know them. Yeah,
the Greeks, the Italian, everyone over there really racist.
It's the Irish. The Irish are the niggas.
Oh, I love
it. And let me tell you something. When I went to Ireland, there was the only people in Europe to call me sister. Hey, sister. Where are you going? You want to go to the airport, sister?
Yo, you can find I know we're going over. I don't want to. But you can find pictures of Frederick Douglass in like Irish pubs because like back in like the 1800s they were doing like slavery tours like you shouldn't purchase American cotton, and they would take like slaves to places, and Frederick Douglass went to Ireland and was like, damn, these niggas like us. And so there's like a bit of a long coalition, and like what's funny is that like Irish people don't fuck with Irish Americans because Irish Americans cops.
I don't know what happened with that.
So anyways,
this
is the episode. Thanks for coming, Christian.
Christian, tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me on TikTok, YouTube, Twitch. I think I want to make a Substack, MySpace.
I don't know. Where? What's the at?
Oh, it's Christian. Oh, fuck, it's so weird. XINDIVYNE. Just look up Christian Divine. With a Y.
You'll find them. Good. And look for the beanie.
Yeah. Y'all, thank you so much for coming. Please don't forget to send us questions for the culture. You can send it to our email at theuncancelledculture@gmail.com or leave it in our comments. We don't care. Follow us on all our socials. And again, thank you so much for supporting us. We love y'all.
Thank you so much.